me. It's loud in here.
It's very loud in here.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Oh.
Is that a potential guest?
It's potential something.
We are live from the Florida Natural Gas Association.
Did you hit the start button yet?
Symposium and Expo, yes. We're live.
Oh.
I've already danced on screen. What were you doing?
I didn't realize. Okay, now I'm... Okay. Okay, you had me, though. We had a few issues that were going on first, right?
We did a James cold open just then.
That was more than a cold open. You actually had me hook, line, and sinker. I did not know we were going, but I'm glad that we are.
That's where you get all the bloopers, Jimmy.
Oh, that's a blooper. There's a lot of bloopers that were happening over the last hour. I'll say that.
That's true.
So, yes, we are here. Thank you for coming down.
You've been in committee meetings all day, it sounds
like. We have been in committee, and then we had board of directors meeting at the end of the day. So I've been here since 7:30 in the morning, and right now we're going on 6. So, but that's all right, though. It's a great investment. As you can see, I think they said we have about, let's just call it 250 people attending this.
Nice.
And then with families, this one's a very family-friendly event. And so I think tomorrow night we're expecting about 400 or so at the block party.
Okay, I'm excited about that one.
Yeah.
I brought a special shirt.
Oh, do we know what it is? Or
you know what it is.
might have had some...
In honor of James, we brought special shirts.
Oh, let's just unveil those tomorrow. I cannot wait.
So did you do your homework and get people lined up to come on the show?
I absolutely did, yes. Actually... You know, it's interesting, FINGA, Florida Natural Gas Association, how long do you think they've been around for?
Well, I don't know.
1951, 1961, or 1971?
61.
Correct. That's good.
Woo!
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Total guess.
They've been around for such a long time. And one thing that I know with Dale Calhoun and Carrie and the leadership with FINGA, they're very much into gas advocacy. A lot of programs in Tallahassee at the state capitol. And, you know, we really want to lean into that during this conference because, again, this is a very fun conference. But throughout the majority of the year, you know, we have people like FINGA, you know, going to bat for us, the natural gas industry here in Florida, as well as other places, but here in Florida for sure.
Right.
And we want to lean into that. Chesapeake Utilities came by today, Victoria, and said she would like to come on to talk about that aspect. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we have a lot of guests like that, but that's just one that comes to mind. So we're going to lean into that and those type of questions because, again, I think there's just so much. I will say this, so we're in Cape Coral, Florida, which is in the southwest corner. And as you know, 2 years ago, this area is hit hard by a hurricane.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
I don't know that I remember that, but...
It was Hurricane Ida.
Okay.
And I'm ready for another trivia if you're ready for it.
Okay.
It was the third costliest hurricane in United States history. The cost to personal property, do you think, was $10 billion, $30 billion, over $100 billion? What would be your...
30.
Over $100 billion. But that's not just in Florida. It's more. But this was like ground zero right here. And I'll tell you, we really learned that so many of these folks are definitely still recovering, even after 2 years. I know that so many service people thanked us for coming here.
They really
enjoy having like groups like this attend their property because it really helps the economy at a very grassroots level.
I feel like we're going to learn a lot about you Floridians this week.
You know, it's...
I do have a question.
Let's go.
Why do you have to have your pool enclosed at residential areas? What's that about?
You don't have to.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't have to. That's called a lanai.
Okay. Oh, lanai. Okay.
And it's generally screened.
Okay.
The nice thing about it, it keeps out bugs and lizards, which as well as snakes and other things that are in Florida.
Bigger lizards?
Could be an iguana.
Okay.
There have been pools in Florida that have had alligators make their way into it. Again, a lot of homes sit on water, and it could be a pond or a creek. So, yeah. So, lanais are more of protection.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
We do not.
Oh, you're just inviting those alligators in.
But we have a 6-foot, pretty solid wood fence. So
knock on wood.
But we do get a lot of lizards, though, and Jesus lizards.
Jesus lizards.
It's a lizard that it'll run across the water on its back 2 feet.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
You better send me a video.
I will. True story.
All right. Well, we got a full lineup. We got a lot of exciting things happening this
week. We really do.
I think we have an outing tomorrow that there may be some B-roll from, so stay tuned because I don't know if Jim can fish, and we're going to find out.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right.
Thanks for coming down. This is going to be great.
Stay tuned.
You're going to go right here, sir.
Okay.
The man of the hour has arrived.
You spoke.
I'm Ashley. I don't
know. I'm
Dave. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't have my name tag either, so.
Oh, no, no. Dave, I don't think you need a name tag.
I don't know.
Come on. I didn't know you were going to be here. So we're standing around. Ashley, James is in Texas at TGA. I'm here. I said, we got to take care of Finga this year. Ashley's like, I'll volunteer.
I'll go to Florida.
So, Jake.
Darn.
So we actually have James speaking at our board meeting.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Yeah, which is going to be great. He does a great job with that. So we turn around and Dave is standing literally right over there, and I'm like, we got to have him on. Mm-hmm. At least to talk about the synergies between FNGA and APGA. But before we get started, for the three people that don't know you, please introduce yourself.
Sure. Dave Shriver. I'm with the American Public Gas Association. I've been with APGA since 2004.
Whoa, 20th anniversary.
Yeah, I guess so. I look a lot younger.
So this is my first FNGA FINGA event. So what is the overlap between... I'm curious.
Sure.
I want to learn.
If you look at our universe, there are 1,000 public gas systems in 38 states. We represent public gas systems. Of those 1,000 public gas systems, about 740 are APGA members. And most of the Florida public gas systems are APGA members.
Okay.
So there's a strong overlap there.
Very strong.
And in fact, Stephen Mayfield, who's now president of FNGA, in July he becomes our incoming second vice chair.
So, oh, is he?
Is it no rest for the weary.
Oh, I see a lot more with Stephen Mayfield in our future. I mean, that's absolutely wonderful. So that makes a correlation with all the municipalities. And they're very big here in Florida, I will say that. And they have a huge voice here at FNGA. One thing that FNGA, and I'd like your opinion on it, we've been talking about it in the industry, and we noticed that out of all the associations, FNGA really leans in heavily in the gas advocacy, also working, in Tallahassee at the state capitol and such like that. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's critical. I mean, nationwide, we've seen these attacks on natural gas. You've seen a pushback. About 25 states have already passed energy choice legislation.
Yep.
Florida is one of those states. I think in the case of Florida, they're very fortunate in that they have a community, a legislature, a governor that recognize the importance of natural gas and the role it should play in our energy future. Other states are not so lucky.
Yep, that's a really good point. And I'll just say one thing we were talking about today, Florida is a very storm potential state, hurricanes. And one thing, we understand that people need multiple choices of energy, natural gas, electricity, and such like that. But one thing in Florida, so many people are putting in natural gas generators, not just homes, but also businesses. Businesses like small businesses that are restaurants, if they have a natural gas generator, so when the power goes out during a storm, they can maintain their facility. The amount of money that they would lose if all the food, all the perishables went bad, the generator pays for itself one time.
Sure, it just goes to demonstrate the resilience of the natural gas infrastructure. It's below ground. It's less subject to weather events. A couple years ago during winter, TVA was going through rolling blackouts, and our government relations vice president was in Mississippi with his two young kids, and every 50 minutes the power was going out, and he took his kids to a diner for breakfast, and the power was out, but they were still cooking on a natural gas cooktop and an iPhone, with the light. It's a resilient infrastructure. It's one of the benefits of natural gas.
It is.
Even during Storm Uri, the infrastructure held. Now, the price of natural gas is more than people wanted it to be, but the infrastructure, you know, stood strong.
Yeah, and it's important because when you go through peak times like that or major events, you know, you want to have an energy source that you can rely on and you can take care of, you know, constituents, people, your homes, your neighbors, your businesses, and it's important.
It is, definitely.
Yep.
So, but the real question I have
Oh, boy, here we go.
Is this your first time on this podcast?
No, I did it a couple of years ago, I thought.
With James?
With James, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It may have been with both of you. I can't remember.
I think it was like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know Stuart's done it.
Stuart's done it.
Yeah.
We love Stuart. He hops on our team meetings sometimes.
Stuart Salters, Vice President, APGA. And Aaron and the whole staff there. Yeah. You guys are great. Actually, we actually partner up very well. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think I heard Aaron might be at EWMCon conference coming up.
In September in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
She might be there. I know she's at Southern Gas Association today. We're all on the road a lot this time of year.
Yep.
So.
Well, and you guys are doing great things. Yeah, there's a lot of infrastructure bill going on right now, and APGA is a big advocate for helping people get that. And I will say I've seen a lot of posts with checks where people are getting checks to help expand infrastructure or replace it, make sure it's good.
Yeah,
any comments on that?
Yeah, we've been very proud. The infrastructure legislation, was about 2 years ago, we got signed into law. It's $1 billion just for public gas systems. $200 million a year, but the interest was so strong the first year that they combined years two and three into 1 year, and that rollout just occurred. We tried to go to as many events as we could. I think I went to 5 events. Stuart and Aaron and Renee covered other events. We just like to be there. We support our members when they're getting these big publisher clearinghouse checks.
Yeah, they're huge, and there's some great money. It's really going to benefit. And that's another good reason for the APGA members to be happy and strong with their membership. Or if you're not a member, you should be a member.
I agree.
How does that sound?
No.
Y'all have a couple of events coming up, right?
We do. Our annual conference is coming up in July.
Okay.
Traverse City.
Traverse City, Michigan.
Yep. Yes.
And in the fall, we're in Knoxville for our operations conference.
I am too, yep.
It's actually, I did not know this, but it's the same weekend Alabama's playing Tennessee in Tennessee. So our members are SEC intensive, so I think there'll be a lot of interest in going to that game.
Well, I think we should all go to the game.
I like the idea.
Or at least tailgate it, right?
Tailgate is at football.
Yes.
Tailboard is a safety meeting.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Really big. It's like.
No. Go for it. Come on. Are you good or not?
I don't think I can do this and be serious.
Okay, then put it on the ground.
Okay, but I am going to wear it. I just feel like this is business with Keith.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Jeez. I'm going to tell you right now, Keith, we are highfalutin.
I thought this was like for the podcast without a camera.
Just the audio?
Nah. This is bigger than that.
We want to see your face on the LinkedIn.
Oh, cool. Are you excited?
I am thrilled.
Are you nervous?
A little.
How many times have you been on the show now?
Really, Gina and I did that one combo together.
SGA.
And that was fabulous. I mean, I was a little bit anxious about that one, but then it was just so easy once we got started. Plus, Gina is a consummate pro. I mean, she is.
I talk about smooth and polished, Gina. It could be coffee with Gina and Ashley. We're out.
We're going to switch the drink out, though.
That's right.
Sweet tea with.
Sweet tea. She's from Cleveland. I don't know if sweet tea is the right choice for her.
That's black coffee in
Gina
the morning.
Gina will have to chime in.
Yeah, it might be an after-hours discussion, and it could be bourbon.
Oh,
and
bourbon.
Gina,
stay tuned.
Gina,
that might not be on
Gina
LinkedIn.
And,
we don't know. Yeah. This is your show.
I was going to tell everybody, too. I'm celebrating 13 years sobriety this upcoming July 10th, so I have to do that.
You can't host
Congratulations.
That show, sorry.
So I can't host that bourbon show.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, Keith is a long, dear friend of ours, not just in the industry, but also personally. We're both Floridians. you and Keith know each other. James and Keith are a longtime buds. Yeah. But before we get further, for the folks that don't know you, why don't you just introduce who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm Keith Ormsby. I'm Vice President of Commercial Operations for Arterra's Southern Gas Division.
Okay.
And really what that means is I support three businesses. It's Southeast Connections, which is a large construction company.
Yep.
Hydro-X, which is a soft digging company that
really
focuses on damage prevention.
Definitely.
And then Versive, which we were joking about earlier. Gina Rundo runs that business for us, and I'm super proud of that. I wrote the business plan for it. We got it funded, and we're out there helping operators solve problems of emissions reductions.
You know what? Let's dive into that a little bit, because we're here at FINGA, or as we also like to say, FNGA, Florida Natural Gas Association. Depending on who you talk to, it's very different. Because some people say FINGA.
I always thought it was FINGA.
I know. But anyways, here we're talking about a lot of things. You know, the people at FNGA, Dale, Carrie, everybody are very much gas advocates.
Right.
They spend naturally a lot of their time in Tallahassee and talking about things. And right now, a big initiative, too, across the world is reducing greenhouse emissions. And I'm going to say that, you know, with Versa, when we first got together a few years back to learn about that, I was like, this is a great thing.
Yeah.
Explain a little bit what you think, how Versa fits into that model a little bit.
Well, you know, natural gas is a bit under attack, right?
Oh,
and,
it is.
And
yes.
People used to call it a bridge fuel or whatever, but it's really the solution to helping us get to a future of a more greener future. But what we really have to be conscious of is being good stewards with that natural gas, because it does have some ill effects to the environment if it's not handled correctly. And so, you know, when we looked at our businesses, Arterra looked at our businesses, Southeast Connections specifically, we said, hey, we're the ones that are in the field doing this maintenance and the field work, and we're the ones that are opening valves and releasing gas to the atmosphere. And you know, surely there's got to be a better way. Our founder, Billy Campbell, he used the analogy of that old commercial of the Indian shedding a tear and they're trashed
that,
the place. He said, would anybody pour oil in water? I mean, you know, natural gas into the atmosphere is very similar to that. So we said, well, let's help our customers find a solution, and hence the origin of Versive. And, you know, we hired Gina shortly after that, and she's just an amazing person and really dedicated to the industry.
Oh, she is.
And she wants to help provide solutions. Versa's been in existence for about 3 years. We've done over 1,000 operations. So,
wow.
10 million cubic feet.
10 million cubic feet have been saved by capturing it out of the pipe and then pumping it into the next pipe instead of venting it or releasing
That's right.
Okay, that's a good number.
And a thousand avoidances, which is, I think, is even a bigger number. So that's really kudos to her.
Okay.
Awesome.
So she does a great job.
Cool.
Okay.
So assuming since you are here from Florida, you've been coming for quite a while, why would someone back home need to get involved in this organization and start coming to these events?
Yeah. You know, I think it's all about education and just learning what the industry is trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all need to have our elevator speech ready for why natural gas is the right fuel for our future and how it fits into the puzzle. I mean, you know, you look at how many people are moving into Florida and how much fuel is needed to create the energy to run Florida. And, you know, it's just there's no near-term solution other than natural gas. So, you know, let's just make sure that we have our message right.
I like that.
I like that. I got thrown before. We had some visitors come
Signs.
In. And oh, that's wonderful.
You have a great producer. So.
Oh, we do.
Shout out to my boss.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for jumping
on
with us.
My pleasure. Always.
Thanks
always
for sharing
great
that.
To see you guys.
I'm going to say, if we've affected one person to explore that a little bit more, that message, and do something maybe a little bit differently in the future, we have done our job well today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Yep.
Stay tuned. We'll be back.
See, I'm better for radio than TV, so I can admit it.
You have a face for radio?
I have a face for radio.
That's what they say, right?
But they do. I'm not going to.
We're not going to reel you in for that one?
No, no. I see what you did there. Reel us in.
Yeah.
You know, fishing. It's exciting when we have somebody, though, here that has spent time in the White House. And
you spent time in the White House?
Mike Pence.
I didn't know this. Oh, you do hear all about
it. Same name, different.
Oh.
Different version.
Got it.
Different version.
I just had
I'm
to.
Following now.
I've driven by the White House.
Oh.
I worked by the
That's
White House.
I just had to.
Of course.
I just had to.
Because well, my own mother, right? This is when it hit the apex. This was the summit. So the last election, my own mother calls me out of the blue during the week. She never calls me during the week.
Oh, boy.
So something has to be wrong.
Oh, boy.
Mom, what's up? Did you get your suit? I'm sorry. Can you? What? She goes, did you go pick up your new suit? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? She goes, well, for the inauguration. We're done, Mom. Click.
But thank you for the name.
Yes, thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Well, before we get too far in, do you mind introducing yourself and who you're with?
Mike Pence. I'm the director of operations for Primoris Distribution Services, Primoris Service Corporation Company here for Florida and the Southeast region.
All right. That sounds fancy.
It sounds really fancy. It's not.
Primoris has been a client of ours, Energy World Net, for a long time, and thank you for that. For the folks that are out there that know you well, they know you well, but there are folks out there that do listen to the show that probably are saying, what does Primoris really focus on as in a grassroots? Like, what's a main focus that you do as far as projects that people could see as they're driving down the street?
My focus is natural gas industry, obviously. We focus on distribution. And honestly, I don't want you to see us.
Oh, okay. No.
We're in the public eye, but the idea is for us to, if we're doing our jobs properly, you're not really going to notice us. Because generally speaking, people are going to look when there's a problem.
Mm.
If things are going the way they're supposed to go, we're just part of the landscape. So as you go by, you pay no mind. Now, if we're in the road, we're not setting up traffic control properly, we're causing delays, that's when you really notice us. That's how bad things happen. So our focus is actually at the ground level. Like, if you set your job right every single morning and do it right, no one notices you. You can just do your work. And when they don't notice you, they don't get in the way.
That's a really good observation and analogy for, not being noticed and you know that you're doing your thing well. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, I tell all of our clients that I've dealt with, and I had the good fortune or misfortune, depending on how you look at it. I've been in the industry for 31 years.
Okay.
So...
31, well, are you sure?
31. I was 19 when I started.
Wow.
As a laborer. So I got to travel all over the place, and I got to experience a lot. A lot of rough lessons, a lot of really good lessons.
Right? Yeah.
But one thing was always, as I came up through the ranks, one thing was always very, very clear to me, and I kind of adapted a philosophy when I got into early entry-level management and into leadership. And the difference between the two. And I tell my customers this all the time, and sometimes it comes across a little cliche, but you don't hire me to put pipe in the ground. You don't. You don't hire Primoris to put pipe in the ground. You can hire anybody you want. I mean, look at the conference we're at. There's contractors all over the place. You hire me so your phone doesn't ring. Your projects get done, and you don't get complaints.
True.
So that's what you're paying for.
That is a great, not twist, that's the wrong term, but that is a great knowledge share.
Perspective.
Thank you.
It's a great perspective.
Yeah, it really is.
So assuming you've been coming to the FINGA, we call it FINGA.
Yes, the FNGA, FINGA. I like that. I like that.
There's a debate going on here.
I like it. I'm adapting it.
You've been coming for a while, I'm assuming.
Yes.
For someone back home that maybe is not involved in the organization, why should they come to these events and get involved?
Honestly, there's great networking opportunities as far as just collaborating with, I have a different perspective on all things, even with other contractors, not only suppliers, but like yesterday with the educational sessions, learning more about the FEMSA rules and the grants that are coming out and how they apply.
Yep.
The municipalities that attend, that a lot of contractors don't see those municipalities, they don't get that exposure, right? There's different metrics for getting on certain bid lists, that type of thing. The old days of just cold calling and knocking, a lot of people don't do that anymore. I still do a lot of that because I know it's just tried and true and it works. So there's an opportunity just to get not only represent your company and get your company name out there, but also to meet people who might be right in your backyard that you might have an opportunity to either help with providing a service, or maybe they have projects coming later that, hey, we can do this, or hey, I'm building a bid right now that there's a service that I can't cover. Mm-hmm. There's three or four contractors here that do.
Right.
So it's an opportunity to just expand that network and really just, it's tight. I like it because it's just Florida.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of the other conferences as well, and don't get me wrong, I love them. But when it's just Florida, we're all in the same boat together. We're all doing the same work.
Yeah.
That's what we're, we should all be doing it the same way. So it's a matter of kind of how do you do it?
Right.
So learn some new tricks.
Yeah, no, and great perspective. And, you know, we also talk about, you kind of alluded to the networking, and I now change those instead of networking events, knowledge sharing events.
Absolutely.
Because exactly what you talked about is what happens here is those conversations. And, again, they might be high level. And, again, for the folks that out there that are consciously incompetent, I don't mean that as a shot, but people know that they have a need that they don't know how to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're here, they can say, hey, we ran into this, and I'm just not really sure how to solve it. Yeah. And through conversations and this friendships that we have here, a lot of things do, light bulbs go on. So,
well, and what's interesting about this, I refer to these as like a high school reunion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because this and another conference, the SGA, is like a high school reunion. Again, I had the privilege of working all over the place, but you do make a lot of friends, and it's a great big world. But in our industry, it's a small network.
Oh, it is. What do we call it?
All about who you know.
Yeah, about who you know. It's the biggest, littlest industry that
absolutely.
There is.
Absolutely. 100%.
Biggest, littlest.
100%.
Yeah. Biggest, littlest.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely.
Always appreciate it.
Very nice to meet you.
Absolutely. Love it.
Yeah. I always want to see someone from the White House. So.
Hey, play my cards right, maybe I'll get in.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
good
it.
Good job, man. Pleasure.
The other, so what, Monday, this is Wednesday? Yeah, this is three.
Because we had nothing Sunday night. Did we have anything Sunday night?
No,
nothing. So, see, when there's a Sunday night reception, I call that day one. Because we're traveling and we're at an event, so that's day one.
It's day zero. I see, I understand.
It wasn't really a day, it was just like...
It's like the beginning before the day.
So really, Monday could be my day zero, because I flew in on Monday, and I was here for the reception.
So this is your day three, your day two.
See, I like her already.
I'm glad you brought her.
And with this, I'm going to step out of the conference. Okay? No. Before we get going, Victoria, would you please introduce yourself to the folks?
Sure. I'm Victoria Price-Langan. I work for Chesapeake Utilities. I do our government affairs for the south portion of our service territory. Chesapeake Utilities is based out of Dover, Delaware, but we serve 9 different states. Florida is our largest service territory right now. I know that's weird, Chesapeake Utilities in Florida. What does that mean? Why? Well, we operate Florida Public Utilities and Florida City Gas. Those are our two natural gas local distribution companies. But beyond just being a natural gas provider, we are an energy delivery company too. So what's cool about it is we serve gas to the customers, but if there's a pipeline that needs to be built, we can do that too. If a pipeline is under construction and customers need the gas right there, we have Marlin Gas Services that can stand up that system on the dime and have people get gas to their homes. So we are really dynamic and really cool, especially with Florida's growth right now. It is...
booming.
Yes.
I said that in a booming voice. It is.
It's truly booming.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to be, a great state to be in. And I'm a Florida girl, so work for a Chesapeake, you know, company, but I am Florida... born in Pensacola or raised in Pensacola, all southern here. So
there we go. So a couple things, too. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but Marlin Gas, back in my before Energy WorldNet, I was CEO of an LNG company.
Right.
So I used to know the old Marlin Gas and used to go over to Clearwater and just up the... Oh, boy, we're good.
Oh, boy.
We're under construction.
We made it.
So when you folks picked up Marlin, I was very happy, and I've been following it ever since.
Yeah.
But then we got to know each other, I believe it was last fall at St. Augustine for our board of directors committee planning session. And we really got to know each other, and it was really nice to kind of connect the dots. And then here, when we were setting up coffee, Jim and James, I said, you know, one thing I want to bring to light about FNGA is all they do for gas advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Victoria goes, that's my ballywick.
I'm your girl.
My lane.
So that was it. I told Ash, I said, Victoria's going to be on. She's like, great. So, and we are literally on day three. This is winding down. This part of the conference, but we have the President's Dinner tonight, so we have a lot more to do today. But thoughts on gas advocacy and FNGA?
So FNGA is truly the voice for our industry in the state of Florida. And I think, you know, people like me who work in it every day and work with our state legislators or work with our local officials, having an association to help be your voice where it doesn't have to be the individual company fighting alone, but you're fighting with everybody else. And I don't mean fighting, but you're telling the story, right? We oftentimes, our story is not being told loud enough. Yeah. And so to have an organization like Florida Natural Gas Association be able to give the story out there and show what the members like our company are doing or the suppliers and the everything a part of that is really, really important. You know, our panels today talked about advocacy. We have, you know, not just FNGA, but you have the AGA and you have API and you have all of the people, you know, that were on the panel today. But all of that is working to tell the story of what we do. And yes. I think when you start telling people what we're doing every day, they're like, oh, my gosh, I had no clue. Like, how did the lights come on? Well, you know, it came down 75% of natural gas or 75% of electricity is generated by natural gas in the state of Florida. You shut off natural gas. There's no power here.
And the problem here is no air conditioning.
Yeah. Y'all need it over here.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hot.
I thought it was hot in Texas, but like humid hot.
Yeah.
It's just a different hot, right?
And
South Florida is so hot. But, you know, in North Florida, too, it gets cold. So, like, you have this balance of keeping the AC running or keeping hospitals going, and natural gas is doing that. And so telling that story through the association, in the Capitol, at city council meetings, I think about that all the time. How can we tell our story better? Who do we need to be reaching out to? And what are the fun, innovative ways to do so? I didn't start in this industry. I started in agriculture. So learning all this was new for me. So I think about that when I'm telling my story. No one knows anything. So how do you give them information that they've never heard before and make it exciting and fun?
Can you hear the passion in her voice?
I can. And I can relate, too, because I didn't start in this industry either.
Right.
And so it was a little bit of an overwhelming introduction, like the world of acronyms and all the things.
So many acronyms.
But it was just crazy to me that this world was out here and I had no clue. And I think there are so many people that are the same way, right? Like they take for granted the flip of the switch. And they take for granted their AC and everything and how it came to be.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
So it's very cool that you're passionate about.
Yeah, you can definitely tell I'm passionate about it, right?
Without a doubt. And that's great. That's wonderful. I mean,
it's hard to not work in something that you like to do, right? I want to, my job, I wake up every morning and know we're serving people. And we have a job to do to get people what they need. And I think that's so cool about this industry. We really are service-minded, service-oriented. And, you know, whether that's with safety, whether that's with our employees, whether that's our direct customers. But knowing that what you're doing every day is helping someone's life be better.
You know your why.
Yeah.
Your personal why.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with someone the other day about it, like knowing your why and why you do what you do. For me, it's people, right? I love people. I'm a people person. So when we talk about why we do what we do, it's because I value and I love working with people.
Yeah.
And how that brings to our industry. So anyways.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Totally agree. Totally people person. As you can tell, I'm super shy.
Me too.
She's like me.
Jim too. All right. Well, I'm glad you had her come on.
Oh, I am so
thank
glad
you too. For
anything
having
else
me.
You want to say more? I mean, you really you've done a great
there's our Marlin guy right there, actually.
Oh,
No, I would just say find your why is really important, and being able to explain your why to people is that other step.
Right.
And doing that for this industry, whether it's in natural gas or whether it's in something else, connecting with people and just remembering it's people that we need to connect with to tell that story. Thank
that's
you
great.
For having me.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Mic drop moment right
now. I tell you what, that could be a clip unto itself.
It was good to
meet you. It was so nice to meet you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. You always have a seat at the table, and we hope to have you on more with more updates in the future.
Happy to do it. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah,
it's important.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to cruise right into this episode.
Whoa, nice.
Oh, sometimes I am so smooth, I just feel like I could just glide across the floor.
You're so silly, too. So silly.
This is low stress. This is easy.
Yeah.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Someone actually told us recently that they like our show because we don't try very hard. So it's super low maintenance.
Like I said, I love it.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
But you know what, though? This is the industry, you know, so it's blue collar.
Yes. It is. And this is our industry. James, shout out to James. You know, we were sitting at the docks this morning. Was it 4 a.m. or was it 5 a.m.?
It wasn't that early at all. You're lying.
I felt like it was that early. We're getting ready, and we almost got to sail out into the blue oceans with our friends, but they all split us up, so they got to go out on a nice big boat. We were in a rowboat.
No, we weren't.
It was close.
But God bless America. You're lying a lot.
I'm ad-libbing.
That's not what that is.
I'm Before embellishing.
Before we get too far in, yes. Do you mind introducing yourself and who you're with?
Yes, hi. My name is Cruz Gonzalez, and I am with Field Precision OQ and Training, and we are a mobile OQ, operator qualifications, service provider.
So before, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second, no pressure.
All right.
But I put a post up on LinkedIn, and I saw that you commented, and my post was just mentioning knowing what your why is.
Oh,
and
okay.
Understanding why you do what you do, and you made a comment on it. So for you, I'm curious, why do you do what you do? Why is it so important?
Man, so we're, our industry is very tedious. You know, we're service providers, so we're in the natural gas industry. Very dangerous, very necessary in the United States. And we got to make sure that we have safe and qualified people doing their job, you know. So our mission is to provide a service. And not only do we do OQ and OQ qualifications, we also do training, you know. So leadership training, you know, we have an umbrella of services that we provide. So
awesome.
That we can help the industry.
That's, sorry, I went off.
No, I love this. This is a great conversation. At some point I was going to tie back in that we got to know each other from Northwest Lineman's College, where okay. Billy Kidd, a good, great friend of ours, great friend of mine, Billy. And, you know, I mentioned that, and then all of a sudden Cruz mentioned the connecting the dots to me, and I'm like, this is fantastic. And then they have now grown, you know, where Cruz has started your own company, but also they've become one of the third-party evaluators for Energy WorldNet, too, you know, working with us. So, I mean, the dots just became very connected that we came to Florida and all these things came together. It was really...
We know that, you like to connect the dots.
I love to connect the dots. I mean,
there's
that's...
nothing wrong with that.
No, you know, but that's, you know, but that's the thing that really that our industry thrives on is the relationships that we have in this industry. And, you know, I may or may not have the solution for somebody, but if I know somebody that does, I like to provide that because, again, I think we're very aligned, all of us and everybody out there, safety, first and foremost.
Absolutely.
I mean, we want everybody to go home at night to their loved ones, and that is first and foremost, and with the idea that everything out in the industry is safe and it's been done to their best of ability.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, and, you know, going back to the why, right, so... I think my sad comment was, you know, if your why does not make you cry, it's not strong enough. And that goes with, like, everything that we do in life, you know, is a passion. It's got to be there, you know. You got to be 100% sold out to your craft or whatever you do. And it doesn't feel like work, you know. So I got to also say, you know, when we started this business, you know, my friend and business partner, Matt Peterson, out of Texas, you know, worked hand-in-hand with Billy Kidd.
Yep.
And, you know, he's just as passionate as we are. You know, he's dying to be here. He's actually doing some work today. But, you know, big shout out to him. You know, it's a team, you know. We're whatever it takes, you know, to get the education out there where it's needed and, you know, the training and make sure that everybody goes home to the families at the end of the day and, you know, with all their fingers and all their toes, you know.
So while we're talking about real work, the real question I have is, was it you that pulled the fish up today, or was it your wife?
So,
answer correctly.
So, yes, I think I don't know if we won that tournament or not, but it was definitely a team effort. She was the one that initially started pulling on it, and then my friend Randy over there was like, he was like the muscle, you know. I was just kind of like assisting in there, but, you know, Stephanie was, you know, it was rough.
It was a sawfish for all those back home that aren't
10 feet long, maybe, or whatever. It was released or wasn't brought in.
Yep.
It was
I
freed.
I heard that the tree trimmer, as Randy called it, came out of the water and he ran. He was scared. So I don't know. That's a legend.
I was probably like 2 feet away from that zone when it came up. And I think Randy still talks about it. It's like, yeah, you gotta jump back a little bit.
If we know Randy as we know Randy, he was probably in another boat by that time. He was walking on water almost.
Well, hopefully you guys win some sort of record or a prize for that one.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
One is awesome. Very cool. It's on LinkedIn, so go check it out if you haven't seen it yet.
Wait. We're going to end with a trivia question.
Okay.
The United States.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, he Googled these before, just so y'all know.
Allegedly. What is the oldest city in the United States?
Oh, right here. It is right up the road from my mom's house. It has the castle. Like, I'm from Puerto Rico, so it has the castle just like Puerto Rico.
And I cannot think.
You're doing better than I did.
San Agustin.
Oh, no, say that one more time for me.
San Agustin.
I love
that. How did you say it?
San Agustin.
All right. Well,
I like his way a lot better.
I'm Latino, so we also provide training in Spanish as well, with our company.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, we just learned a little bit more, didn't we?
So how did you say it one more time?
St. Augustine.
One more time?
St. Augustine.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say it.
All right.
Cruz, thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thanks
for
meeting you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back.
Thank you.
We thank you for joining us for this episode of Coffee with Jim and James.